Kind of an interesting question to someone might ask is, what does it look like to live as a Christian? What does it look like to live as Christ wants us to live, to follow our Lord? And I have a feeling that there would be as many answers to that question as there would be people you asked. Some people would say, well, all it is just believing in Jesus. All I have to do is just believe in Jesus, and I'm living as a Christian. Others would say, oh, no, you got to do far, far more than that. You got to go out and reach out to the poor. You've got to reach out to those in need. You need to be doing the works that our Lord calls us to do. Still others might say, well, just as long as I come to Mass every once in a while, that should be good enough, right? You know, and so on. I mean, again, you can come up with multiple answers, and some people might even have multiple answers to how you live that. You know, there are many, many answers to that question. The funny part about that is, it's actually a very simple question to answer. Because the answer is to follow our Lord's commandments, to do what our Lord commands us to do. That's what it looks like to live as a Christian. And we see all the clearly of exactly what our Lord wants us to do in our gospel today. Very short, very simple, very concise. It's almost like a Twitter post. You know, 140 characters, very short message. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The two great commandments that our Lord gave us. That is what it looks like to live as a Christian. They're very short statements, but there's a great depth there. First of all, with the commandment to love God, notice what our Lord is calling us to do. He is calling us to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. In other words, we are to love God completely. We are to love God with our whole lives. There is nothing in our life that should come between us and God. We love Him above everything else. That's hard to do. But that's what we are commanded to do, that every fiber of our being, every atom of our body, every bit of our soul loves God. That is what we are to do. We are to love Him so deeply that we desire eternal life with Him above everything else. We desire that salvation from sin, that freedom from sin, that freedom from this fallen world above anything else that is in this world. That's how deep our love for God is to be. But then notice our Lord connects the two great commandments. The second commandment, that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, how do we love ourselves? I mean, I hope none of us look in the mirror and say, you know what, I hate myself. And we might not like how we look, we might not like what we do, but I hope none of us sit there and say, you know what, I just hate myself. No, none of us do. We love ourselves. We want what's best for us. And of course, that self-love is what leads us to desire salvation. We want to get ourselves to heaven. We don't want to go to the other option. Well, if we love ourselves enough to desire salvation for ourselves, and we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, it means we should desire salvation for them. That we should do what is best for them, not just for ourselves. We are called to reach out to our neighbor, to seek what is the good for them. This is why we have the corporal and spiritual works of mercy in the church. These are things that our Lord has called us to do, to reach out to our neighbor, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to not put the focus on us, not to be selfish, but to be self-giving, to desire salvation for them and to lead as many people to salvation as we can. That's what this commandment means. It's important to recognize that because this church, the church we exists for one purpose. The Catholic Church exists for one purpose. Everything else is to fulfill this one mission, this one purpose. Salvation. The Catholic Church exists for our salvation, that we might be saved, that these two great commandments can be filled. You know, the Catholic Church doesn't exist to make us feel good. In fact, sometimes if we're following the teachings of the church, we won't feel good. I hate to say that, but it's true. Catholic Church doesn't exist to be a social club. Yes, we should gather together have social time, but it doesn't exist specifically for that purpose. I hate to say that, but it's true. The Catholic Church exists to get us to heaven, to be the tool, the path, the way that leads us to eternal life, to follow our Lord. And that is the mission of the church. Now, we understand the concept of a mission. You know, those who have served in the military or at least have watched, you know, movies, war movies and so on, we understand the idea of a mission, that each unit has its mission. It has its purpose within the military. And each member within that unit has its purpose within the unit, its function. Each he or she has their function within the unit. Well, the same way, our church has a mission to get us to heaven, to get everyone to heaven. And we each, as units within the church, if you will, to use that analogy, have a part to play in that mission. And of course, our part is evangelization, to outreach, to go out into the community, to go out and to bring people to Christ, to proclaim that good news of the gospel one person at a time. You know, the church has tried mass conversions, lots of people coming in. It doesn't work. It only works when you change a heart one person at a time. We see this the most clearly at the end of Mass. At the end of Mass, I and every priest throughout the world will say something to the extent of, go forth, the Mass is ended. Now, this isn't, okay, Mass is done, you can leave. This isn't like the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. For those who grew up in the 80s, you know this movie well. At the end of the movie, after the credits, there's this little short snippet where Matthew Broderick, playing Ferris Bueller, looks at the camera and says, "You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go." That's not what the priest is saying when we say the Mass is ended. That's not what we're saying. You know, there's another ending that's newer. It came with the new translation that makes it all the clearer. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go announce the gospel. Go announce the good news. Go and proclaim Christ to the world. That is what that sending is telling us. It's not go home. It's not go to the cafe and get breakfast. It's go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go and proclaim the good news. And of course, the response, which a lot of times seems to be the loudest response of the entire Mass, is thanks be to God. It's not, thanks be to God, we're done. We're out of here. That's not what the thanks be to God is about. We say, thanks be to God, we've been sent. We've been sent to proclaim that good news. We have been sent to bring Christ to the world. We have been sent to live as Christians. So how do we fulfill this church's mission? How do we fulfill this mission for evangelization? How do we fulfill this mission to bring Christ to the world and to bring the world to Christ? We need to be bold in living our faith. We need to be absolutely bold in living what we believe as Christians. We need to be absolutely bold in proclaiming our faith. We need to look at the example of the apostles, especially St. Paul. The apostles were bold. Even despite the persecution, the struggles, the strife that they endured, they were bold. St. Paul, you read the Acts of the Apostles. You should do that if you haven't done that. Read what St. Paul went through in the Acts of the Apostles. He was treated horribly. I mean, he was stoned, literally. They stoned him and left him for dead. And he still got up and kept on going. We need to have that kind of boldness. That kind of boldness that regardless of what the world brings, we are going to be Catholic, we are going to be Christian, and we are going to proclaim the faith. And so there was a mission statement. It was originally written by a Protestant, but a Catholic speaker, Patrick Madrid, took it and tweaked it a little bit and made it his mission statement. I think it's a great mission statement for each of us as Christians. This should be our mission statement. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The die has been cast. The decision has been made. I have stepped over the line. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. And my future is in God's hands. I am finished and done with low living, small planning, the bare minimum, smooth knees, mundane talking, frivolous living, selfish giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, the best, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith. I lean on Christ's presence. I love with patience, live by prayer, and labor with the power of God's grace. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, or slow up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and spoken up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I am a Catholic. I must go until he comes, give until I drop, speak out until all know, and work until he stops me. And when he returns for his own, he will have no difficulty recognizing me. My banner is clear. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. Now, is that a strong statement? Absolutely. Absolutely. And we should be willing to make that strong statement, each and every one of us. We should live our faith that strongly. That's what it looks like to live as a Christian, to love God above all things and love our neighbor as ourselves, is when we can take this as our mission statement, how we live our lives, and to live our lives by that. And I venture that if just a quarter, 25% of the people who come to Mass here every weekend did this, took this as their mission statement for life and lived it, this church would be full. This church would be absolutely packed to the gills because the gospel of Christ would be proclaimed and people would be wanting to receive him. We would be living our lives as Christians. So may we truly seek to live those two great commands and to live them with that boldness, that desire to go out and proclaim this good news of our Lord.